Number 5. India's coming economic surge. India is now the fastest growing large economy in the world. Its GDP grew by 7.5% in 2015. And, according to the International Monetary Fund, it is expected to increase by 7.4% this year. Consider India's advantages. Its population is the second largest in the world after China's. According to the CIA's World Factbook, India is home to 1.27 billion people, which is roughly 4 times greater than the population of the United States. And India's middle class will expand to 89 million households by 2025, more than 3 times its current size, according to the McKinsey Global Institute, or MGI. As hundreds of millions of people move up the economic ladder over the next 2 decades, we expect that Indian consumer spending will soar. One factor in India's future economic boom is migration. India's population is increasingly moving to cities. Data from McKinsey reveals that when Indian states or districts become 35% urbanized, GDP per capita more than doubles. The benefits from higher productivity are unleashed as people receive more education, better health care, and more job opportunities. By 2030, the entire country will achieve 35% urbanization, and several states will achieve urbanization rates of 50 to 60%. Another factor is demographic. India's population is younger and better educated than those of other developing nations. McKinsey predicts that India will have 90 million college-educated workers by 2030. India's economy is also benefiting from a worldwide drop in energy prices. India imports as much as 80% of the oil it consumes, making it one of the biggest customers for oil producers. As the price of crude oil has plummeted, India's companies have had more money to spend to hire more people and invest in more technology. The government has been able to cut back on fuel subsidies, and consumers have been able to spend more on goods and services. Still another factor is political. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with leaders of 26 countries last year, urging them to invest in India. So far, it's working. According to TradingEconomics.com, increases in foreign direct investment in India averaged $1.177 billion per month from 1995 until 2016. In July 2016, FDI in India increased by $4.73 billion. Yet another factor is that the regulatory climate in India is improving. As the Asia Foundation recently reported, Modi has launched several reforms to bureaucratic policies, such as offering the ability to apply for permits online or at a single window. Since last year, India has moved past 4 countries on the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index, improving its ranking to 130 out of 189. It made even better progress on the World Economic Forum's Global Competitiveness Report, jumping to 55 from 71 last year. Most importantly, India recently enacted a Goods and Services Tax, or GST. According to the BBC, the GST will consolidate India's messy plethora of indirect taxes, duties, and surcharges into a single tax. It is expected to ease a cumbersome tax system, help goods move seamlessly across state borders, curb tax evasion, improve compliance, raise revenues, spur growth, stimulate investment, and make investing and doing business in India easier. But even with all this momentum on its side, India is poised for even greater growth. MGI recently identified 5 key opportunities that could propel India into prominence on the global stage. The first opportunity is to elevate the living standards of India's entire population. The country's poverty ratio dropped from 45% to 22% between 1994 in 2012. However, that still leaves 270 million people below the poverty line. And beyond improving the economic outlook of the poorest Indians, the next step is to meet the population's most basic needs and actually improve its quality of life. MGI calls the minimum acceptable standard of living, based on meeting the needs for food, housing, drinking water, health care, education, and so on, the empowerment line. By this standard, more than half of the country's population, or 680 million people, are living under the line. To elevate hundreds of millions of people above the line over the next 5 years, the government and private companies need to create 115 million non-farming jobs. Most of these new jobs will come in the construction industry, as India makes urgently needed improvements in its infrastructure. Meanwhile, farms must raise their productivity growth rate from today's 2% to 5.5%, which similar countries have achieved. One way to do this is through investments in better irrigation systems. The second opportunity is to develop India's major cities into what MGI calls engines of growth. Within 10 years, 69 of India's cities will each have more than 1 million inhabitants. These cities will generate more than 3/4 of the country's economic growth from now to 2025 through investment and job creation. In 2030, Mumbai will generate $245 billion of consumption, while Delhi, Ahmedabad, Hyderabad, and Bangalore will each account for between $80 billion and $175 billion of annual consumption. They will provide both Indian and foreign companies with lucrative markets due to their needs for infrastructure, consumer products, and services. The third opportunity is to manufacture in India to target the domestic market. Unlike foreign companies that have used Chinese factories as a cheaper way to produce goods for consumers in the U.S. and the EU, companies that invest in manufacturing in India will focus on appealing to India's growing consumer market. India's government wants to increase manufacturing share of the country's GDP from 17% in 2015 to 25% by 2022, while creating 100 million new jobs by 2030. Currently, most of India's factories are both small and unproductive. 84% of India's manufacturers have less than 50 workers, and, depending on the sector, those small factories are only 25 to 65% as productive as small manufacturers in other countries. India's government is working to reduce red tape through the reforms mentioned earlier, and programs such as Skill India are designed to train more than 400 million workers by 2022. Corporations are adopting initiatives such as the Quality Council of India's Zero Defect, Zero Effect program to increase quality and productivity. The fourth opportunity is to embrace digital technologies. The technologies that will make the biggest impact on India's economy include the mobile internet, cloud technology, the automation of knowledge work, digital payments, the Internet of Things, and intelligent transportation systems. MGI estimates that by increasing workers' productivity, making industries more efficient, improving education, and expanding access to healthcare, digital technologies will provide economic value of between $550 billion and $1 trillion each year by 2025. This will enable millions of Indians to be hired in jobs with good salaries. India's government has announced plans to link every Indian household to the internet through broadband connections, and in the meantime, it has opened 100,000 common service centers to give people in rural areas access to computers and the internet. And the fifth opportunity is to welcome more women into the workplace. MGI's research shows that Indian women account for only 17% of the country's GDP, compared to 41% in China and 33% in Latin America. They also account for less than 25% of India's workforce, which is far less than the worldwide average of 40%. India will need to change societal attitudes toward the role of women in order to increase their participation in the workforce. Currently, women in India perform 10 times the amount of unpaid care work that men perform. The worldwide average is 3 times. Procter & Gamble has produced ads for the Indian market called Share the Load, which attempt to change the expectation that doing the laundry is women's work. The government will need to get involved in order to change these stereotypes and to equip female workers with the skills they'll need in the workforce. For instance, the government's Skill India program could offer training courses specifically for women. If India can make even modest progress toward gender equality, MGI estimates that it will be able to increase its GDP by $700 billion by 2025. Looking ahead, we offer the following forecasts. First, to succeed in marketing to India, multinationals will need to stop trying to target the country as a single consumer market. India is a country with a vast population and profound regional differences that account for variations in consumer spending. It's true that Indian consumers in general may use products differently than people in other countries. For example, they may need to fit 6 or 7 family members in a car rather than 3 or 4. But the country's population is so large that many regional differences exist. According to McKinsey senior partner Alok Kashirgar, when you go down south, the demographics are more like southern Europe. You need to know that the consumer growth there is in the relatively older population. It's the 50 to 70-year-olds that have the purchasing power because of various reforms and government payments. Whereas if you go to the northeast of the country, it's all in the young. It's all in the 18 to 30-year-olds. Furthermore, by 2025, India will have 69 megacities, each with more than 1 million residents. By studying each of these megacities and tailoring specific products, services, and marketing campaigns to them, companies will achieve better results than they would with a one-size-fits-all approach to the entire country. Second, India's need to make massive improvements in its infrastructure will provide big opportunities for American companies. India needs to build roads and to improve its citizens' access to water, sanitation, and energy. According to CNN, 300 million people in India lack access to electricity. That's almost the size of the entire U.S. population, which is 324 million, according to the Census Bureau. The demand for smart technologies, such as smart meters, will be vast. Third, India is uniquely positioned among the emerging economies to thrive in the digital era. Because much of its economy is still agricultural, India hasn't made the massive investments in manufacturing that China has made over the past 3 decades. So, while China has tried to catch up to the United States by moving from an agricultural economy to the mass production era, India could theoretically move directly into the digital revolution that the U.S. is transitioning into today. India already has 462 million internet users. In India between 2015 and 2025, MGI estimates that the number of smartphone users will increase from 200 million to as many as 900 million. The number of cloud computing users will leap from 2 million to 20 million. The number of digital transactions will grow from 1 billion to 12 billion. And the number of devices linked to the Internet of Things will swell from less than 1 million to as many as 10 billion. And fourth, because of India's strength in information technology and in entrepreneurship, it will become the birthplace of many innovative companies over the next 2 decades. Consider that India is already home to 84 of the billionaires on the Forbes list, with a combined net worth of $274 billion. It ranks fourth worldwide. More significantly, Indian startups won't just make their founders rich, they'll create jobs and spread prosperity to employees, and they'll increase living standards for consumers throughout the country.